Everybody, Sarah Grillo here again. Today I'm going to be talking about flat fees. This is something that I'm seeing more and more in advisor business models, so I wanted to just talk about it. I know advisors love talking about fees because even though everyone has on their websites that they are altruistic and operate only in the best interest of the clients, it does seem kind of funny that advisors are so obsessed, like all anybody needs to do on like wealth management or like financial planning magazine is write an article about fees, and it's like 3 million views on it. So anyways, I thought this would be something you're interested in. I've written about this before a lot. You can see it on my website. No fee model has zero conflict to it. You could do hourly, you could do AUM, you could do commissions, you could do flat fee. All of them come with advantages and disadvantages. The point is to decide which one is the best for your clients and hence the best for your business. So how do you equalize a flat fee relationship? Because it never works perfectly for both sides. So let's say you go out and you're charging a flat fee. Often there's one of two things that result. One, the client pays the flat fee, but doesn't actually end up utilizing your services to the full extent. And that way you're making easy money, but what? My baby is home with me today. It's amazing in New York City what these daycares get away with, just so you know. Like, they can cancel and like still charge you for like, all right, anyways, they can cancel and like charge you for development days. Like when they go get trained, you still have to pay. Unbelievable. I would never ask a client to pay for like time when I'm, anyways, don't get me started. I should open a daycare. I am thinking about it, actually, and like when I retire. Anyways, so the client pays the flat fee, doesn't utilize the services as much as they've paid for it. So you're making easy money, but the bad thing about that is you might not be making easy money for long, because clients tend to terminate you when they are realizing that they're paid for all this stuff that they ended up not using. So it's going to create doubts in their mind about if that's really the best thing for them. Or the advisor gets paid the flat fee, but then because of the demands of the relationship, maybe they were miscalculated, you end up doing way more work than the flat fee compensates you for. The reality. Now, these things do tend to switch off, you know. They're going through a divorce, they need you more. You're going through a divorce, you can't be available as much, right? They do tend to trade off, but if there's a real big imbalance, then that is where someone's gonna raise their hand in the air and they're gonna have to say something about it. So I just would talk about equalizing, what I would say are adjustments that you should think about making. So for example, there should be some kind of a trigger whereby if the hours go above a certain amount, and this is like really hard to do. People say, oh, flat fees are so much easier. You just charge them a flat fee and that's it. But it's not as if you're delivering something that's completely tangible. You know, a lot of times this is a relationship and a human being. And so a lot of times it gets extremely complicated to actually end up not having to make adjustments, and you will have to make adjustments, and then that's where it becomes a little bit more complicated. So anyways, the time adjustment, it should go to hourly pay. There should be additional charges, I feel, if the time required becomes out of scope of what the original agreement was. So you can say, oh, okay, this should take us 2 to 10 hours a month. If it becomes more than that, then we're going to bill you $250 an hour, blah, blah, okay? Cost creep adjustment. Now, you know what happens when inevitably inflation kicks in, costs of things are always going up. Don't feel like you need to run away to Dynasty or Hightower to get gobbled up in a merger so that you can get some scale to your business. You actually could get some kind of adjustment going on for cost of living, cost of expenses, rising operational fees. You should write that into your contract as well. AUM adjustment. Let's say that the portfolio drops. If it's because the person is drawing down, bah, bah. I'm bag, bag. I'm sorry, she's so cute. I can't resist. Anyways, before they sign up, talk to them about this, because if they're going to be retiring, you know that they're going to be drawing down in your portfolio, and unless they're needing like tons and tons of financial planning, they're going to be getting way overcharged on the asset under management fee as their portfolio declines inevitably. Now, if it's just a decline due to the bear market, it's possible it could come back up. You should discuss this with them, how it really would not be a fair scenario for them to start, you know, for anyone to start having to do adjustments because of a bear market when it could just as easily be a bull market. So just understand that there are some conflicts that are inherent to this fat fee model. If you're offering different packages with the flat fee, you may offer, like when I do flat fees for my clients, I offer like silver, gold, platinum. There's obviously a likelihood that you're going to try to sell the bigger package, right? And it's just human nature. If I'm going to be putting my chips on the table, if I'm going to be agreeing to work for a flat fee, I would rather have a bigger relationship, whereas then I have to go get tons of like smaller relationships. You know, I'd rather have more bigger relationships. I think we all would, right? So it's just a tendency that we have as human beings. You know, there's always like the unscrupulous people that are going to double dip, and the same way that they were double dipping with like AUM fees and commissions, you know, the broker-dealer world. People could theoretically not refund back the commissions. It's just gonna create a lot of compliance work for those dual registrants that are doing this. If you're allocating to a no fee fund, those, what is it called, NTF fees, right? Some people might do that as a way to say, okay, you're just gonna pay it, get down from that table. Can you get down, please? You're gonna crack your head open. Get down. Some people might say, oh, it's so simple. I just charge you a flat fee, and then we're gonna allocate to no fee insurance or no load funds, and that's all you're gonna pay is my flat fee. Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes companies can do that to be able to sell the inventory that isn't so great. Are those really the best funds? I don't know. So this, you know, this fee debate could go on and on forever. I'm sure that everyone has opinions about this. It tends to be a topic, but these are just some things if you want to use flat fees in your business that you may want to consider. And I hope that my podcast was useful, and hope that my child was entertaining to you as well. Hope you'll tune in next time. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Bye now.